Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Mitzvahs HaNeharogin, the Mitzvah of Herek. Haymatizin as Rosh HaBasayif Kederech Shamalchus Osa. They would chop off his head the way that the governments did, referring to the governments of Rome. They'd cut their head off with a sword. Rabbi Huda Omer Nivul Hoseh. Rabbi Huda says this is a disgrace. The disgrace is the fact that he's standing there and then his whole body collapses after you chop his head off. Elamanichin as Rosh HaAlasadin. Rather, they'd lie him down on a butcher's block, big piece of wood, v'koitzitz bekofitz. And they chop off his head like a butcher would do to meat. They use like a hatchet, a cleaver. Amrulo, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, ein misa minuvelos mizu. There's no more disgraceful misa than what you're doing, like it looks like the way a butcher cuts meat. And the Rab brings, really, the main machlokus here is that Rabbi Yehuda did not want to do like the Rabbanan, not because of the Rabbanan that was a more disgraceful way. Really, both of these ways are disgraceful. But the real reason of the machlokus is that the Torah says, v'chukoseichem lo yiseilechu, that you shouldn't go in the ways of the goyim. And if the goyim are killing people this way, we're not supposed to copy what they do. And the reason that he chaps on to menuvelas, that it's disgraceful, is, in other words, it sounds like if it was a more mehudrdik way to die, then it would make sense. But it's not more mehudrdik, it's disgraceful. And therefore, if it's disgraceful, yes, it's true what Rabbi Yehuda was saying that should be done was also disgraceful on a butcher's block. Nevertheless, at least you're not being over uvechukoseichem loyseleichu. But the Rabbanon, they learned it out from Gzeres Shava, from Irni Dachas, and therefore it's not a problem. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chacham. Mishnah continues, mitzvahs hanechnokin, strangulation, chenek. What is that? Mishakin oisai bezevel ad arkuvaisov, similar to the first step of Sreifa. They would bury him in manure until his knees, v'noistin sudr kosh l'soy charako, and the same way they did by chenek, they would put a rougher surface cloth inside of a softer one, v'chorech al tzavaro, and they would wrap it around his neck, z'moshech etzlo, v'z'moshech etzlo, ach nafsho yotza. And each one of the edim would pull from each side until he died. In the case by Sreifa, they would pull until he opened his mouth. In this case, they would just keep pulling until they would strangle him and he died.